The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
I am your host, Diane McClay, on The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Your Power to Change. And I've got my co-host, Trish Campbell, here with me again today. We're changing things up a little bit just to keep things fresh and just to keep things alive. But one thing that is true for all of us is Trish and I both have this resounding belief that being able to honor our past is what allows us as individuals and humanity to move forward in our own personal and collective futures. So as always, with the start of our show, we just want to pay honor to the people who've come before us. One of my favorite quotes is by Steve Jobs, who says, "You cannot see the future looking by connecting the dots looking forward. You can only connect the dots looking backwards." So we like to take the start of our show to look back to the people and places that were present long before we settled into this as pioneers and as settlers. And we want to just honor the earth, the spirit, the animals, and the people who were stewards before us in whatever region, whatever way, and whatever meaning that is for them, for us, and for you. And I was reading a book the other day. I was reading Terry Tempest Williams is one of my favorite conservation authors. And she, from her book, Unspoken Hunger, she has a quote that says, "We are animal, we are earth, we are water. We are a community of human beings living on this planet together. And if we forget that, we become disconnected. We lose our center, we lose our point of gravity, that stillness that allows us to listen, to live on a deeper level and to meet each other in a fully authentic and present way." And that really spoke to me. And so with that, Trish, I just want to welcome you back into the show. I love the conversations we have together. And I hope that those words resonated with you when we speak of land acknowledgments and the people who came before us.
Oh, they resonate so much. Thank you, Diane, for that beautiful opening. And I'm so happy to be back and to have all our listeners with us. Thank you for making the choice to spend this time with us. And that quote, I mean, everything you just said, but that quote, wow, that so ties into what we're talking about today, because I feel like the topic of selfish has allowed us to convince ourselves that it's that we can't have that connection to self. And that connection to self is the connection to everything that you just mentioned. Like, everything is connected. Everything is energy. Everything is connected. We are connected to the earth and the land, and we forget that because we've been convinced that being selfish is something that is bad. And I'm so looking forward to this conversation as it unfolds, because there's so much that falls under it. And I mean, the first thing I think of about the word selfish is that societally, it's become socially acceptable to abandon ourselves.
Exactly.
Because of this, like, we stay away from wanting to look selfish. We feel that within us, like almost like a guilt if we put ourselves first. And it's in what you mentioned in that quote about the connection to ourself that allows that connection to everything else flow and keeps that, like, that circle of life. And that is just, I mean, the epitome of self-love, I think. I don't know. That's what I think of when I think of, like, flipping the script on the word selfish.
Well, and I agree. And you and I, we're both word nerds, and we talk about things as we're prepping our show. And one of the themes that came up, you know, we're building on this concept of changing perspective and changing the language we use and changing how we see things. But we kind of forgot, you know, when we started the show, we thought, you know, it really starts and ends with us. That's our tagline. And so what we want to do in the next couple of shows is really embrace this concept of understanding the self, which, by the way, the dictionary definition is one's own person distinct from all others. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting in the dictionary, it also says the word self is the first element in a lot of permutations of words: self-centered, selfish, self-aware, self-cognizant, self-reliant, self-absorbed, Like, there's a lot of words in the dictionary that start with self. And for me, it's ironic that we have so many things that start with self, except that we, as humans, don't start with ourself.
Right.
Words and concepts start with self, but how we go through life does not. And what we wanted to help people today understand some definitions and give themselves permission to rewrite what the word selfish means to them. And you and I both believe it's different than being self-centered, and we're going to get into that. But in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, we are surrounded by the next generation of healers and medical professionals and business consultants and entrepreneurs. And one of the things we can all agree is that we have to know and love ourselves first before mm-hmm. we can offer our gifts and talents to the world. And I'm just curious if you want to tag in on either of those things I mentioned about self, or if you want to go right into our ability to help our listeners reframe self, selfish, and why we need to use that as a stepping stone moving forward.
Yeah, there's so much there, but I think you just nailed it when you talk about the group that our group of collaborators, and we're all doing this work to help other people, and it's important. I mean, as coaches or the work that we're doing to help others, to have that connection with ourselves, because it's about coming back to that self-care and having a foundation to operate from. So there's so much to say. It's like, where to begin? But it's we've been so socialized to make everybody else around us happy. And I have my own personal story around that. That's part of what I wrote about in my book. But it's not something that should be seen. We immediately see the word selfish, and there's like a bad or a negative nuance to that word, and shame filled and all the things. And I feel like that has been part of us trying to, be molded into this, to fit into this machine that operates like externally and not internally. And, you mentioned like all these words about self and reflecting on the self. And it's like, another thing, people think that selfish is self-centered, and it's not just all about me, but we have to understand that if we don't have that foundation within ourselves, it's going to affect everything in our life. So one of the things, and I work with my clients on this, is like, we have to establish that home inside of us, that to understand when something is off. Like, you and I have talked about this before, and it's like, we check in with our friends and our family and say, how you doing? Or check in, what do I have next on my schedule or whatever. But are we ever checking in with ourselves during our day? Like, are we checking in to see how we're feeling? Do I need a rest? It's almost like we have to give ourselves permission to do this, first of all, to even check in, and then permission to take a break if we need it. It's like, there's so much focus on the material and the production and all of the things, like, what are you going to do for me now? And what do you have? And instead of coming back to the self, which brings us back to the present moment, which brings us back to connecting with our soul, which is why we are here, which helps that ripple effect when we do that, when we have that connection, that strong connection with ourselves, we are stronger in our foundation in all of our relationships. And we're not looking to put the burden on somebody else for our own happiness, for example, or just to fill us up. Like, we have that within us, and it's an invitation. And I ask our listeners to, think about their own lives and question, like, do you give yourself permission to check in? And like, what are some practices? We'd love to hear from you after the show, like, how you guys feel about this. And like I said, there's so many things to talk about. And
can I jump in here with a fresh example?
Yes.
I met a friend yesterday. I just met him, and I met him through another friend, and he's going through a breakup, right? And he's a really great guy, sensitive individual. Mm-hmm. And the hard thing for him about the breakup is that he doesn't want to hurt somebody else.
Right.
He doesn't. So for whatever reason, the relationship needed to come to a close. It needed to change. And he took the steps to do that. But his kind of his guilt and his personal bag is that he's carrying a heavy load about causing pain to someone else. And we're certainly not advocating go out there and do whatever you want, irregardless of other people or how they feel. But conversely, when I was talking with him, I said, you know, you have to do what's right for you. And you can't build a foundation, you can't build a relationship if you're always giving away pieces of yourself to everybody. And that's true in a personal relationship, a work environment. It's true in a networking community, a business relationship. It's true in a financial world, a religious, spiritual sense. And so what I was trying to, he knows that where he's at, it was right for him. But and this is a guy. So women tend to give away more of themselves and not give to themselves first. But my eyes were kind of open a little bit, but this is true for both men and women, that we have a tendency as givers to just keep giving. Mm-hmm. And we need, the first step I would invite our listeners to do is invite yourself not to be, quote, a taker, but give to yourself first,
yep,
and then replenish yourself and then allow yourself to give back. And some people might say, well, that sounds really easy for you as a coach. How do you do it? So my question to you, Trish, is in your journey, can you give maybe two or three steps or things you have done to start loving yourself first, as you've identified in your book?
Yeah, well, I'll do that. But I do want to say to that point, yeah, it happens with men too. And I can relate to that experience. And it's difficult to, you say, like people say, yeah, it's easy for you to say that as a coach. It is difficult to change that narrative in our mind around coming back to ourselves and around taking care of ourselves first. So number one, I would say practice, and it's a process of discovery. So, and that is the beauty of it, is that in that process of discovery, you're connecting with yourself. So it almost happens without you even having to force it. It happens naturally. So, but like I said, it's something that's not easy. And so it's not easy because we're okay as a society or as a collective that we've accepted that definition of selfish. And like it is, you know, until we say, wait a minute, let's dissect this. And then we get into some parts that are unknown, and always in the unknown, it's uncomfortable. So we need to just stick it out. And, you know, even if, you know, in that process of self-discovery, we might say, maybe I don't want to do this one thing. Okay, you tried it and it's not good for you, or it doesn't feel good. It's all about what feels good. So for me, and going back to resonating with that story you just told, I had, you know, shaved parts of myself to fit in relationships, to fit in at work. I just had this conversation with somebody yesterday about that in the corporate world. But relationship wise, you know, trying to make it work. And then eventually I'm like, how can I operate without being full myself? How can we operate without being filled up? We have to replenish, just like our phones have to charge every night or whatever. So, and it was like, I realized in that process, I was looking to the other person. And this was a very vulnerable moment for me to come to this understanding, to hold the burden of my happiness and to like almost love me so that I could love myself. And it was like, then it was like that aha moment where I was like, okay, I get it finally now. I thought I knew until I was in it. And then I was like, okay, so what are the things that I like to do to make myself feel good? And I went back to my childhood. What did I do before I were like late childhood? But like, I used to love to paint. So I started painting again, taking baths. And it's not just, you know, just spending that time with yourself. Writing is probably, and I don't know why I'm naming this last, so it's not in order of priority, because that is probably the first thing I did was write out like what I was going through, how I was processing this abandonment of self. And that's what I came to realize it was self-abandonment, and not just in that relationship that sparked that, but in my entire life. So again, I feel like societally we've accepted that we can't, it's okay to abandon ourselves, but it's not okay to put ourselves first. And like, that's why we want to flip the script on this and reframe it.
Exactly. And I want to reframe something also that you just said. It's not a bad thing to, self-care is really yeah. popular term today. But for me, a lot of that means after I've already given to everybody else, then I can have my bath. after I've already answered society's request for me, then I can go play or draw or paint or do some of the things you said. And I think part of the reframing for everybody, but women in particular, I think the first thing is to be able to say, yes, self-care is important at the end of the week or at the end of the day, but self-care still should not come last. You shouldn't right. fit self-care into the end of your energy cycle or the end of your living and being. It should actually be put at the front. And I don't mean take a bath at the beginning of like 5 a.m., but it means there's two really simple phrases that have come into my awareness lately. One is it begins with yes. And this is a concept that Paul S. Boyton writes about, and he has a great book, Begin With Yes. So if I just say, yes, I'm going to think of me today, right now, mentally, I'm already starting to reframe that concept of self-care. And the other one is I choose. Rico Rakowski was a guest on my other show, which is coming up on August 27th. And he believes in just two choices. And his one of the simplest things that he encourages people to do is just say, today, I choose. Mm-hmm. So in this moment, I choose to have this conversation with you. In this moment, I choose to look at things positively or to reframe things. But the minute, so two steps our listeners can do is one, start with phrases like, I choose myself or this first, or I choose my happiness. And then number two, just start saying yes to things that are meaningful to you. And then watch what happens. Yeah. Watch how your energy changes when you interact with other people in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
Feedback?
Yeah. And I would say, take that a step further and say, when you're making those choices, especially when something's presented to you, not something you decide to do on your own, but somebody asks you like, and, or you, something pops into your heart, or ask yourself when you're making that choice, is that choice an act of self-love or an act of self-abandonment? I would, you know, offer that. And I would also offer to add to what I was saying before about that discovery process of what it is like that you can do to build that foundation within yourself. And like you said, not make it the last thing on your list. But if you're somebody who, you know, has a day planner or schedule and like schedule that time every day or, you know, whatever works for you. And it may not be what you thought it was going to be, but at least you have that time, that break, that, you know. And it's the other thing contemplating this is it's about commitment to self. It's about, so making that commitment. And this is where this topic expands because like there's the commitment piece and then around that commitment are boundaries. So we're so easy to say, okay, yes, when we mean no, and no, when we mean yes. So this is like how, you know, this conversation can go so many ways, but I just, you know, want to offer that kind of intentional when you're making those choices, when you're scheduling your time. For me, another thing that just popped into my mind is spiritual practice. Every morning, like I get up and I write in my journal most days. I do yoga every day. So I have like, and the more you do this regularly, the more it becomes habit because viewing selfishness as something negative is our habit. And so now we need to create a new habit around that by filling that with something, replacing that with something else. And that's how one of the ways we can reframe it.
Right. And if people don't do yoga or if they don't have, you know, a practice as defined as you and I do, a couple of easy things would be to just have some writing prompts. And quite honestly, contact Trish or I at our websites, diamondclay.com or invibe.ca, and we'll be able to provide you some free writing prompts. But just stick with the same thing. Today, one thing that makes me feel good about me is blank. And just keep with the same writing prompt and make that your habit. It doesn't have to be a 60-minute yoga practice or a spiritual Zen session or going to church. It just has to be something that is important to you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really critical that you said put it on your calendar. For me, if I don't put it on my calendar, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And like you say, it's very easy to block out time for everybody else.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you work at in a government job or a public agency or a place that has a union, there's scheduled breaks. At this hour, you're going to take a 15-minute break. And they do that intentionally to make sure that the worker can still produce what needs to be produced and not burn themselves out. I had a guy, when I worked for State Parks, I had a guy in his lunch hour who would leave the break room and he'd go get a book. And everybody knew, don't bother Maynard. Don't talk to him about anything until literally his break is officially over. And he would say, nope, I'm on break. Nope. And that's that framing of the boundary he put up for himself. It became a joke, but it was literally, this 30 minutes is mine and mine only. And yep. Nobody gets to interfere with it and ask me questions because it's convenient for them rather than them respecting my boundary.
Right.
And so put it on your calendar, create a boundary, start with something small. But the two words on my wall are choice and courage. And we're talking about choice a lot today, but tap into the courage to make yourself important.
Right.
Right. Tell me a little bit about what you've done to tap into your courage and really love yourself in a way that has brought more gifts and talents to the world in your journey, Trish.
Yeah, just I think understanding that, you know, what was happening and why I was showing up the way I was. So, if we really want to get into detail, like owning my part in relationships that or things that didn't work out and really doing that self-exploration. And that's part of like connection to self too. It's uncomfortable to face, you know, things. And I think, you know, now that I say that, like, this is another thing that makes it so much easier for us to just accept the negative nuance around selfishness and make it about selfishness or self-centered, is because it's much easier to focus on what's going on outside of us than what's going on inside. So, and that's why we're here doing the work that we're doing, to help people individually or with groups or whatever, because it's not something that is comfortable to be in and it requires some support sometimes. Sometimes it requires you to be alone in it. But, and for me, a lot of that was alone, but I did have some support along the way. And I think I wanted to not keep making the same mistakes. So that's where the courage came in for me. It was an easy answer. I didn't want to keep making the same, the same choices, in my life that, I'm grateful for what I learned in all of those choices that I had made up until that point. But, I want to go back to say something about that, how you use the reference around our workplace and having those breaks and, setting like the boundary around that and honoring that commitment to ourselves. That is like creating the habit within ourselves, but it's the creating the habit within other people and making it, giving other people permission to do the same. So I feel like because we're so like looking at what everyone else is doing, or that's how we've been trained socially to do that. It's like, you know, we see other people doing that. Okay. Like, and you have those breaks. Why not use them for something that's going to help fill you up, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, 5 minutes even. So that's, I think it's so important to give yourself that time and, you know, whenever you can.
I know when I worked as a park ranger, there was always, you know, there was always 10 things to do for the 5 minutes you had to do it in.
Yeah.
And I was terrible. I worked through my breaks. I worked through my lunch. I stayed late to the point where I got in trouble for it because I was violating the agreement that my managers had with the union. And so not only was, and I, for me at the time, I was like, oh, this is just me. I'll give up my breaks. It's fine. But I had coworkers who would say, not only are you making us look bad, but you're training managers to basically infringe on our boundaries and our breaks. You know, it's not even. So I think it's really important that we understand when we start having our networking coach, Cornelia Stephanie, talks about energy leaks. It's really important to understand where we're leaking that energy out and how do we plug those leaks back up so that we can be the best version of ourselves. And now when I'm working. And when I'm not, I'm playing. And it's very clear for me because what I realized is I gave away a lot of my energy and a lot of my time And in the long run, nobody cared. It didn't get me any further up the ladder. It didn't get me any kudos or bonus points. Nobody said, gee, thanks, Diane. We love all the extra stuff you're doing for us. There was no gratitude for everything that I gave away. And what I realized is by giving it all away, I depleted myself. So we're going to extend this conversation into our next couple of shows because we feel like it's really, really important. We're just barely scratching the surface. What in the last couple of minutes, I want to encourage our listeners to look up the word self-acting and self-assertion and maybe start using those in replacement for self-centered and selfish. Mm-hmm. And do you have any closing words in the last couple of minutes before we lead out?
I just want to like say again, because I think it's so important. And one of the biggest lessons for me was, is to ask yourself again, when you're moving through your day, when you're making those choices, when you're saying yes or no, is that an act of self-love? Is that moving you closer to connection with yourself? Or is it abandoning yourself? And and to remember that connection with yourself is the one that positively impacts all your other relationships. So it doesn't work the other way. I think that's probably what I want to say. Like, there's so many things that even have come up in this that I want to say, so we have like probably a few shows that will continue this conversation around selfish and,
right. And I think August and September is a good time for women to tune in to our show on the first and third Mondays of every month at 12:30 on Transformation Talk Radio and the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. Because the reason why I say that is we're jam-packing a lot of things into the last little bit of August. We've got the last little bit of our free time. A lot of women have kids starting to go back into school. Businesses kind of revamp back up. So this is a perfect time to tune in at 12:30 on the first and third Friday on Transformation Talk Radio to the Shift Podcast, with perspective and our power to change, because we're really going to dig into this whole giving permission to self thing.
Yeah.
Trish, how can people reach out to you or get some help from you if they want some work on this?
They can find me on my website, www.invibe.ca, or you can email me at tcampbell@invibe.ca. And to add to your point, like, this is the perfect time to start, you know, a new practice and focus back on that connection to self. And how can people find you, Diane?
Yeah, thanks for that. DianeMcClay.com, and I'm old school. So I'm curious, just text not selfish to 503-317-8072. Text not selfish and let's have a chat about how we can move each other forward. I'm going to drop a little Easter egg here. It's not quite ready, but the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group has an app that we are developing. It is coming out soon. That is another way people can get a hold of all of our new experts. So look for, we'll get information out to people here in a little bit. The Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app is coming to your local phone soon.
Yeah,
I'm Diane McClay with my host, Trish Campbell. This is the Shift Podcast, and it's perspective and our power to change. Trish, what's your line?
It begins and ends with us. Let's do this together.
Absolutely. It begins and ends with us. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on the Shift Podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.